Okay, I hope you enjoyed the track. We made it on Ether Radio. It's still Mark Ever holding it down with BEC.
That's what it is.
With Sham. I like that sound. Something, after listening to your album, I kept thinking about it. You talked about masturbation. Yeah, that's track 22. You were like, pardon my vanity. What's that all about? Is it that you masturbate or what?
I didn't. What? Are you. What?
Seriously? Yeah, you, no. Okay. Track 22. Yes, we said track 22. I'm going to play it on the radio.
Pardon my vanity song.
Good.
Friends had SNES, but me, I had Family Come. And Barack Boy, I go carry go. But I played the hell out of Tank, Duck Hunt, and Mario. I didn't say nothing about masturbation.
You didn't say anything about masturbation?
What are you talking
about? Are you serious?
Because,
okay, I think I'm going to play the track over and over again.
Yeah.
Then we select that area out.
Pardon my vanity song.
Okay.
Yeah, that was what it was. Like, if the song is about my own vanity, pardon me. But when friends had SNES, me, I just had Family Come. You know what Family Come is?
How do you get your inspiration?
My environment, nah. I did have Family Come, so I put it in the lyrics.
So you go out of where you live and go somewhere else to get inspired?
In my mind.
In your mind?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. An international collaboration soon with likes of Jay-Z, Kanye. Because the band is actually doing something with them. Do you see yourself doing something with such great people?
I will not just collaborate. I will make history. We've done that with Mavado and all over the Caribbean. It's cool. Like, the movement is crazy. Every Yardie pub all over the world bumps Bon Lidan is hard. That's the type of collaboration that I vision to bring to Nigeria. Not just, I don't want to collaborate based on pardon or based on say, you know what I'm saying? I want to collaborate based on mutual respect. I mean, I got to meet, not one on one, but I got to meet Mavado's wife.
Okay.
Yeah, he showed me a couple stuff about him. He told me a couple stuff about him outside the fact that we're recording. I mean, that's what I call a collaboration. Because in his circle, Nigeria has become correct place where correct people they.
Okay.
So that's what I'm about. So in the nearest future, there definitely would be more things that will make us proud as a people. A
few days ago, we all remembered the late great rap guy, that's Da Green. What's that thing that you learned from him?
Basically, Da Green doesn't give a fuck. Like, I saw him on stage a lot of times and he just do whatever came to his mind. As much as he was cautious.
Okay.
He definitely was cautious because I've chosen to not be very vocal about too many me and Da Green situations. However, there have been times with Storm Records where it was me and him sitting there and trying to do analysis. There were times with Starville Records then that had Shank signed the days of Julie. It was always me and him having meetings with them as well, and I just realized that this guy was focused, and he gave birth to confidence in a lot of indigenous rap. He gave birth to the confidence. He may not have given birth to the genre or the style,
but
he gave birth to confidence. Like that whole, when he says, they say I know hear English, making ask the Englishman whether I ain't hear Yoruba, like you see that type of stuff. Like, that's reality of being proud of who you are in its entirety. That's what he was about, and you gotta give him that. I don't think anybody can fill in that shoe again.
So you can't fill in that shoe again?
I don't do the same rap with him.
Okay, you're doing something different.
In my own Foot Locker, I got a lot of shoes to fill.
How much have you made in this business?
Are you serious?
Because I'm about asking you right now.
I mean, if I
give you $10 million,
okay,
are you gonna quit music? Like, if I give you $10 million, Vector, this is Ether Radio. I'm giving you $10 million. I want you to quit music.
That'd be stupid of me, though. I wouldn't do that because if I go to a show in Niger and I get a $2 million show properly invested within a short period of time, I will get. If focused, I will get more than what you're offering me right now.
So you ain't gonna quit music?
As in, you go lose, go on, because as you are starting to quit music, now the music I will take money finance.
Has any female, like your female fans, have this trip for you before while performing on stage?
That's what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, man. Like,
okay.
But I've seen a couple things in my life goodness. Within my short span. Okay. Long span.
Can you give me that rap line you did with Two-Face Idibia that the ladies were like on tour and you guys got done with them?
On Get Down. She says she feeling the rubber dub style. She says it is a killer when I smile. She also says she wonders how heavy is the download. I said unzip and see the large file.
Oh my goodness, seriously.
See, first of all, he asked me if I can declare my assets.
Hmm.
I'm just going to say, if you've been in the house and about five men had AK-47s in your compound,
okay,
and you didn't lose your cool, trust me, you know how to keep your mouth damn shut. You know, like, you gotta keep your mouth damn shut. So that said, and now you're asking me again about whether ladies have stripped. Of course they wouldn't strip in public, but they
hold on a little bit. Ether Radio, I don't want to go deeper than that. We're gonna be right back with this wonderful music by Vector. It is Mark Ever holding it down. Don't go nowhere, we'll be right back.
VEC
flying people. To F-Ace,
Vector, YSG, Hypertech,
See our light, the smile upon the people's faces. Every time we step into town,
every time we step into town,
down. Yeah, heels be flying, people crazy, popping cases. Woo!
Okay, welcome back. It's Ether Radio. Still Mark Ever talking to your sexy rapper, VEZ. In Nigeria right now, who is your best artist? That's male, female.
I really don't think about who the best artist is because a lot of people are doing great stuff. However, I always do stuff with Two-Face. Because you know that whole law of magnetism, the more magnet rubs on metal, the metal starts to gain some magnetic characters. Yes, so if you rub off on the light, that sounded very funny, but yes, if you do music with a great mind musically, you will eventually become a great mind yourself. So I'm not even content with where I am right now. I'm trying to get to that Two-Face level and go beyond that.
So where do we see you in the next 5 years?
Beyond that Two-Face level.
Oh, that's big.
VEZ, you have a lot of female fans out there. Do you have a girlfriend?
No, I don't.
When are you looking at getting married?
I'm not very sure because with me, where I am right now, I'd be appreciative if I could find somebody who would understand. You know, like understand that, first of all, I'm Olaraju Ogunme from David. Okay. Most, another side is I'm Vector, who will attract a whole lot of like females basically, and you know, go vex if there are too many calls coming from random people because anybody could get your number from anywhere, steal your number or emails and stuff. So I haven't really found that one person who I know is hard, he's asking too much. That's why I'm not even pushing too hard. I have to understand that the babes have get hard now. So yeah,
seriously, look at your pink leaf.
Yo, Mike, ever you
how often do you give a head?
How the hell did I know that was where he was going?
Seriously.
Not often.
So, have you ever given a head before?
Once.
And how long did it last?
3 seconds.
Why? It wasn't nice?
I just couldn't stomach that. Didn't trust me. Because,
so, you might actually be talking about giving a head?
Except for the Hip Hop World Awards, yes. I got two of those. I got two heads. For Lyricist on the Road and Best Rap Collaboration.
A lot of African men, they go crazy about like the big booty and the big jogs.
I mean, anything. It doesn't.
Davido was on Ether Radio. I asked him the same question. Immediately, his answer was big booty.
Huge booties. I mean, I like moderation. And for me, basically, no matter how big the booty is or how anything moderate it is, if it is not clean, it is a no-no. Instead of saying big booty, I want it to be clean booty.
Clean booty.
So,
but sometimes the other one chance.
It looks like.
She said she liked the way I bit it. I said, yep, I got another gist. I got the coochie knowledge too. I'm your gynecologist. Here's the truth. Sexually faking isn't my thing. You're willing to get together. I get that lubricator ring. We could do it where I keep the money. Call that safe sex. Grab on my pole vault. The safe? Yes.
Vector.
Your past man wasn't fresh. Did you say yes? His ugliness was the height. Apex. Me not give a damn whether or not you believe. Shorty's with the Rough Rider now. You could call her Eve. Hit her from the back. Different styles. Doing all sorts. Spray my jeans all over her. Bum shit.
It's Ether Radio. Okay, God bless you, Vector, for coming around.
Yes, it's not here.
Okay, big shout out to your female fans out there.
I used to shout out to you. Shout out to the male fans for the do homes. The shama. On the shama. On. And for the female fans, make a nasty day, follow me, they go.
Yeah, all right, and peace out. We out of here. God bless you. Stay locked down. It's Ether Radio.
That's a jam.
Yeah.
Ether Radio.
Here comes Big Man Jazzy.
That's the bomb.
Tete Radio.
When my amen, wopum komboti. When my amen, wopum komboti.
It's Doc here this week on Ether Radio with Mark Ever. This week we talk about Yvonne Chaka Chaka. She is a South African singer, dubbed the Princess of Africa. Chaka Chaka has been at the forefront of South African popular music for 20 years. Songs like I Am Burning Up, Thank You Mr. DJ, I Cry for Freedom, Makoti, Motherland, and the ever popular Nkumbuti African Beer. Enshrined Yvonne's stardom, the song Nkomboti was featured in the opening scene of the 2004 movie Hotel Rwanda. Chaka Chaka was born in Dobsonville in Soweto. She became the first black child to appear on South African television. Chaka Chaka started singing at age 19 in 1985 when Phil Hollis of Delphone Records discovered her in Johannesburg. Shortly after her debut album,
I Am In Love With A DJ sold 35,000 copies, and the title track became an instant hit. Songs like I Am Burning Up, I Cry For Freedom, Sangoma, Motherland, and the ever-popular Nkomboti immediately ensured Shaka Shaka's status as a star on South Africa's Nkambata music scene. Chaka Chaka had it tough growing up. Her father died when she was 11, and her mother, a domestic worker, brought up three daughters on her mega for around a month's salary. Whether she's performing for kings and queens, presidents and first ladies, or corporate concerts, she always returns to those she loves, her fans and family of listeners in South African cities, townships and rural areas.
You know, I'm a traditional girl, but I love the red Mercedes. Ooh, gee, driving in that Porsche car. Oh, I didn't want to take it back.
Mama Africa, Miriam Makeba, said of her, she's my baby. Hugh Masekela, as that Yvonne is my mad niece. When asked who she's admired most, Shaka Shaka said, my mother, because she has always been there for me. She is my mentor and my hero. When I was born in 1965 in Soweto, it was during apartheid, and those were extremely difficult times. My dad was a great musician who could never realize his dream. He died when I was 11 years. Words and music of a free South Africa. It's E30 Radio DocuApp with Mark Ever. God bless you, Yvonne Shaka Shaka.
Welcome to VIP, baby.
And you're listening to
City
105.1,
the lifestyle of Lagos.
It's gonna be a wrap on E30 Radio this week again. Always bringing it to you hot every week, exclusive with the biggest artist in the music industry. Big ups to VEC Vector Undo on E30 Radio.
For you to be an addict and also a lover, a fan of E30 Radio, search and like our page on Facebook, E/30 Radio. Follow us on Twitter at MacEver, MCEVA. Okay. Yes, 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 as I always say every week. Big ups to my producer, Sashinani on E30 Radio. Hey, what's up, my sexy? Excellent. E to the double NY. All productions done in Eaton Our Production Studios. We love you. E30 Radio, one of the best radio shows in Africa, in Nigeria right now. We have beautiful segments, likes of DocuArt for the Matured Mind, exclusive with your best big artist in the music industry and also movie industry in Nigeria. Come on, you have a lot of things to gain on E30 Radio. Why don't you just come, sponsor E30 Radio, and you will be proud. E30 Radio for sponsorship details, call 080-2988-6504 or 080-522-0719. E30 Radio, proudly part by Mark Ever Media.
But these faces I see, this air that I breathe, I still see some haters who won't come take it from me. Put me down 6 feet, lay me down.